This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 23, 2016. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that in Salem, a two-unit, two-story condominium building on Meadow Street caught fire early Thursday morning, displacing four people and injuring one other. A two-alarm fire at 13 Meadow Street was called in at 2:40 a.m., and it took about 4 hours to extinguish, according to Jeff Brown, dispatch supervisor at the Salem Fire Department. Fire officials had completed their inspection of the fire by late afternoon, according to Luca, but were waiting to speak to a victim in the fire who was undergoing hospital care for her injuries before releasing details, according to Thomas St. Pierre's, the city's inspectional services director. Further details on the extent of the victim's injuries were not available from the fire department, and a manager with Atlantic Ambulance responsible for transporting the person to an area hospital naturally didn't respond to a call requesting comment, according to Luca. When firefighters first arrived, they found a car fully involved and it started to extend to the building, according to Brown. Crews were called in from Beverly, Marblehead, Lynn, and Peabody. Beverly firefighters helped at the scene while other communities provided station coverage, according to Brown. And the city of Salem is considering a ban on plastic bags. Bill Newell has that story.
Work on an ordinance prohibiting the use of most plastic bags in businesses around the city of Salem is escalating, as the city council will hear the full proposal at a meeting in early October. In a story in today's edition of the Salem News, staff writer Dustin Luca continues to write, "The council's Committee on Public Health, Safety, and Environment is digging into an ordinance developed by past interns of Salem Sound Coast Watch earlier this year. The proposed ordinance was spotlighted at a meeting at Wednesday night, where councillors on the subcommittee seemed interested in further developing the proposal and introducing it to the full body. Quote, we're a big tourism community, and the bags floating in the trees completely ruin our image, said Victoria Keiko, one of the two interns behind the proposal. There are several other North Shore communities that have bag bans in place, included Hamilton, Ipswich, Manchester, Marblehead, and Newburyport. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsports.com.
All righty, Bill. Thank you very much. On itemlive.com, we are told that the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture opens tomorrow in Washington, D.C., and the Lynn Museum is one of only three Massachusetts institutions joining the celebration in a big way. A Place for All People is a historic poster exhibit celebrating the opening of the newest Smithsonian Museum. The Lynn Museum will display about 20 posters from that exhibit in its first floor gallery starting Saturday, September 24 at 10 a.m. There will be a brief program, and the Lynn community is invited to join this national celebration of African American history and culture. Admission is free and open to the public as part of the Lynn Museum's participation in Trails and Sales. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that the company that owns Gloucester's grounded Lighthouse taxi fleet has notified the city it has no updates regarding the status of its expired insurance coverage, and the city has canceled a license commission hearing on Lighthouse that had been slated for Monday morning. Interim city clerk Joanne Sinos said Thursday she had received notice from the Lighthouse parent company in Peabody indicating that the cab firm had nothing new to update and wouldn't be coming to the Monday hearing. Sinos serves with Gloucester's two public safety chiefs on the three-member license commission that holds the authority to grant or revoke licenses for cabs and other companies to operate. She said Chip Payson, the city's general counsel, recommended canceling the meeting, which had not been rescheduled. And according to Ray Lamont in the Times, Sinos also said that at this point the commission was not looking to pull the company's license, which is due to expire December 31. Sinos had said the company cannot operate its vehicle still parked outside Lighthouse's headquarters and office on Gloucester Avenue without showing the city proof of insurance on both counts. The abrupt shutdown of the company forced 19 people, 15 drivers, and 4 dispatchers out of their jobs. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.